康塔之音服务源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好，今天是2018年7月11日星期三，我们再次荣幸地邀请到 Loretta Tran 的部为我们继续来讲述永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, The Veda Kirtan Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
今天我们继续来学习永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 的第十一章 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Veda Kirtan 逍遥时光。
So we're speaking today from Kunming, Yunnan Province.
今天我们是在云南的昆明给大家讲课。
Well, we're having some very nice program with public and devotees.
那在这里呢，我们对外做了一些活动，还有跟奉献者一起的联谊。
So, we continue from the first of the module again, Jagannath Puri.
我们继续来讲是这方面的哈佛布在 Jagannath Puri 的逍遥时光。
We have been discussing the arrival of different great personalities.
我们之前谈到了一些非常伟大的人物陆陆续续的到达 Jagannath Puri 的事情。
Each one having a very strong attraction for the family.
每一个人都被主这方面的哈佛布深深的吸引。
The desire to be with him and to have an association.
他们每一个人都迫不及待地想见到主持他娘马哈帕布和主持他娘马哈帕布在一起。
Whether it is direct association with the Supreme Lord or with the Supreme Lord's pure devotees or any devotee, we should always hanker to have devotee association.
无论至尊主的这些永恒的同友，还是和纯粹的奉献者，还是跟普通的奉献者，我们始终要保持着这种非常热切的一个愿望。
So these great personalities, when they come into the association of Lord Chaitanya, they automatically and naturally realize the position of Lord Krishna.
这些伟大的人物，当他们来到主持三藐马哈帕布的身边的时候，就非常自然而然的都了解到了至尊主的真实的地位。
And the result of this is that we forget the social and spiritual status.
以至于他们都忘记了自己社会的以及灵性上的身份和地位。
Because the association of Lord Chaitanya.Becomes more prominent.
因为在这个时候，他们和主持他们马哈帕布的这种亲密的联谊超越一切。
But of course, because most of the exchanges are seen by the public eye, everyone still has to retain their spiritual position and support.
那么，因为每一次的这个见面就是和主持他们马哈帕布的这个联谊呢都是在公众的面前，所以呢他们还是要有一些掩饰，要保留他们的这种武器上的真实身份和他们社会的身份。
So externally they need to behave in a way that people will respect them eternally to completely erase their material position so they can enter to the deep association with Lord Krishna.
那么作为内在而言，他们其实已经完全的抹去了自己物质世俗的这种身份，这样他们可以完全的投入到和主席班长和哈帕布的非常深入的那种联谊之中。但是从外在而言呢，他们在公众的这个面前，他们的举止行为还是要让大家能够保持对他们的尊重。
This is actually quite a difficult thing to do.
所以说呢，这样对于他们来说是很不容易做到的。
Because when you progress in Krishna consciousness, it's very easy to forget oneself and what we are doing in this world.
因为在你在 Krishna 知觉中进步的时候，非常容易达到一种忘我的境界，那以至于你忘记了你在这个社会上，在这个世界上的这个身份。在做些什么？
We may understand the principle of Krishna consciousness and may enjoy practicing Krishna consciousness, but sometimes we may forget that other people don't understand.
那我们是非常的投入到 Krishna 知觉的这个修习的生活之中的，那么也非常热爱这些原则，但是有的时候却忘记了，就是周围的人呢，并不是太能理解。
Devotees may behave in a way which may confuse people.
那奉献者的举止行为呢，有时候会给周围的人带来困惑。
So in the association of Lord Chaitanya, will each one play a role to keep this balance between losing themselves in pure devotion and yet retain their position in the world?
所以呢，他们中的每一个人，当他们和主神太那么哈帕布在一起联谊的时候，他们都在努力的保持着一种平衡。一方面呢，也要顾及到自己在社会上的这种身份地位，在外人眼里的这个形象。然后另外一方面呢，他们也都完全的投入到和主神太那么哈帕布联谊时的那种情感之中，也就是他们在最真实的这种灵性的身份里。
You see that even Lord Chaitanya himself sometimes loses the contact with the external world and falls into a state of ecstasy and needs to be reminded that he is actually in the heaven.
那就像主持人马哈帕布，有的时候当他陷入到狂喜之中的时候，他也会突然的被这种狂喜的浪潮所席卷，以至于他忘记了周围的一切。他完全的忘记了自己，那周围的奉献者还要提醒他，他现在是在一个公众的场合。
So, it's an art. Associating with the body is a science. It's an art.
所以呢，和奉献者在一起联谊，既是一门科学，也是一门艺术。
As actually mentioned in the Bible, one should be in the world but not of the world.
在圣经里面有这样的说法，就是说一个人呢，既要身在世间，但是呢，又不属于这个俗世。
But the Siddhanta says that that would describe the Vaishnava to be a gentleman.
巴蒂斯丹和小伊斯瓦迪塔克，他说：“奉献者是应当像一个绅士。”
Someone in the world at the same time is able to sift through the influence of material matter and extract pure bhakti.
也就是说，一个奉献者，他既要自在的行在世间，但是呢，他又要把这些。物质世俗的这些影响，就像过筛子一样把它过滤掉，然后呢，就是保持着它的这种内在的灵性的知觉。
So you've seen in the previous,
就是 bhakti 是吗？
You've seen in the previous verses that there's been a lot of formalities with each devotee that comes to Puri to associate.
那么我们看到，就是在前面的这个章节里面讲到了这些不同。奉献者来到布瑞见主持他 娘马哈瀑布，在每次见面的时候呢，都有一些礼节。
We observe Vaishnava disciplines.
也就是说，他们是完全遵照着 Vaishnava 的礼仪来行事的。
We express great respect.
那么他们彼此之间都表达了非常大的尊重。
Especially the manifest that desire to be fully surrendered to the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后呢，他们也表达着一种全然的归于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望。
So everyone has a place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，每一个人在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的生活当中都占据着。
Either as an instrument to spread Krishna consciousness, or as a recipient to consciousness.
那或者呢，就是他们接受其他两个哈萨布的人，是他的人资的接受者，或者是在主持人呢，拉哈萨布的这个使命，这个传播贴仓贴仓的这个运动当中扮演的一个工具的角色。
Now, history of India, many places in India have become famous because they've been existing for thousands of thousands of years.
那么从印度的这个历史来说的话，印度很多的这些地方，很多的这个城市，他们这些城市已经存在着有几千年了，所以呢，都是非常的闻名于世的。
They don't even register. Mundane history.
但是这些地方呢，甚至都没有被收入到这些世俗的这些历史性的文献之中。
There are many places in China.
比如说，在中国也有这些地方。在中国的话，像比如说在西安，就是一个非常古老的名城。Yeah, in big cities or just
famous thousands of
years. 就是有一些这个历史名城已经有几千年的悠久的历史。Like in mid China, a lot of China, 就像中原地带的一些地方。
For example, in America, South America, even Europe, there were hardly anybody.They were people, but they were all tribes.
那我们比如说南美美国就北美啊、南美啊，还有欧洲各例子的话，那么就是在这之前，其实他们那些大陆上都没有什么人，即便是有人，也都是一些部落，就是一些一些当地的这个土著的部落。
All the great civilizations that we know of.They all appeared at the beginning of Kali Yuga.
那么我们所知的这些所谓的历史文化名城，这些古老的这些文明，都是在卡利年代出现之后才显示的。
For example, the city of Dwarka. 5,000 years old.
那我们拿这个 Dwarka 这个城市为例 ，Dwarka 是5000年的历史了。
And the city of Kashi.Which is more known as Varanasi, is even much, much older than 10,000
years. 那我们所知道的这个 Varanasi, 它被称为 Kashi, 就是原来的这个名字，它其实都已经有差不多的有一万年的历史。
And therefore, the town of Puri is thousands and thousands of years old. It's been actually existed in different eras.
但是在波瑞的这样的一些城市，都已经是成千上万年了，甚至都已经存在了好几个 Yuga， 好多个节了。
Mostly famous because of the Jagannath Temple that is built here by the Yuga.
那么波瑞之所以如此闻名遐迩，主要是因为它的这一座 Jagannath 庙，这个 Jagannath 神像。是由这个 Indra Duma 这个国王他亲自来 但是呢，抛开这个 Jagannath Puri 的这个神庙来说的话，那个 Puri 呢，可以说就是一个渔村，就是那里有很多的渔人，专门是捕鱼为生的。
So the temple of Lord Jagannath was actually built on the beach.
那主 Jagannath 的这个神庙是建立在海岸边的。
And it has remained like that for thousands of years.
而且几千年。几千年来呢，这一座城市就一直存在着。
There hasn't been always many people living there.
就在那里呢，一直住着很多的人。There always have been many.
No, there hasn't been always many people living there.
而且我刚才说法，就是说它并不是说一直居住着很多的人。之前的话也没有太多的人住在那里。
So, there's been different.
现在清楚吗，小姐？
不知道今天为什么声音特别小，就转播到房间里声音特别小，大家都反应都听不太清。
It's too low. The voice is too low. 那现在呢？现在
怎么样？反正没有每天的好。我们再重新断掉，重新来一次啊。但是现在是我听你的声音还挺清楚的，但是不知道为什么转播出去就声音很小。
那我们重新来一次。
好的。
到了 Jagannath Puri， 就是 Puri 的这个城市之所以这么著名呢，是因为有这个 Jagannath 庙。 Jagannath 庙里面有这个 Jagannath 神像，是由这个 Indraduna那个一位国王他亲自设立的。那么这个城市它其实已经有很多很多年的历史了，但是之前呢也不是说就住了这么多人的，一直到近代它才有这么多的人住在那个地方。
Okay, so Puri has been the recipient of different kings ruling the
kingdom. 那么他就是他也经历了很多的不同的朝代，然后在这个历史上有不同的这个国王在执掌朝政。
Puri also has been, and the Jagannath Temple has been under the influence of many different cultures.
然后呢，这 Puri 包括这个 Jagannath 神庙呢，它也经历了不同的文化的影响。
Even under the influence of the Buddhist.
甚至呢。在历史上也曾经受到过佛教的很大的影响，或者是那些非人格主义的影响，或者是不同的 Sampradaya 不同的传承的影响。
But it is only from the moment that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri that the real meaning of the position of Lord Jagannath was revealed.
但是是直到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了 Jagannath Puri， 那么主 Jagannath 的这尊神像的真正的意义才得到了揭示。
Because the identity of Lord Jagannath is very closely related to Krishna's pastime.
因为主 Jagannath 的神像呢，它的这个意义其实是跟在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光是息息相关的。
Lord Chaitanya came to reveal those pastimes.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到那里呢，就是去揭示了这些 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
All the pastimes, the feeling of separation which is experienced by the gopis of Vrindavan Krishna is the most important.
那么在所有的这些逍遥时光中， Vrindavan 的 Gopi 这些牧牛姑娘们对 Krishna 的这种分离之情是最重要的。
So many people have been worshipping Lord Jagannath but not with this influence of Bhakti.
那很多人在历史上都曾经崇拜过主 Jagannath， 但是呢 却没有那么多的来自于 Bhakti 分爱的影响。
People, they understand Krishna as Lord Jagannath, and the word Jagannath means the Lord of the universe.
那人们一般是这样理解主加格纳的，他们知道是 Krishna， 他们知道加格纳呢就是宇宙之主。
But for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath is Krishna who is sitting in Dwarka, and he is being requested to go to Vrindavan.
那么但是呢在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个眼里，这位主加格纳呢其实就是住在 Dwarka 的 Krishna。 那 Dwarka 的 Krishna 呢被Vrindavan 的居民们一再的请求，希望他能够回到 Vrindavan。
So all these great personalities, they come and stay in Puri with Lord Chaitanya so they can witness the revelation of these personalities.
那么这些伟大的人物他们都纷纷来到了 Jagannathpuri 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起呢，就是为了看到这个对于主 Jagannath 的神像的真实意义的揭示。
So last week we discussed the arrival of Sri Ramananda Roy.
上周我们讲到了 Sri Ramananda Roy 到达 Puri。之前在南印度的时候 Ramananda Roy 曾经和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有过见面。
And together they discussed very intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna and Vrindavan.
他们在一起曾经谈论过 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的非常机密的逍遥时光。
Ramananda Roy actually took the position of the teacher.And Lord Chaitanya was the listener.
那在他们的这个对话之中呢 ，Ramananda Roy 他充当了一个导师的这个角色。那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是一位聆听者。
And Lord Chaitanya appreciated so much the association of Ramananda Roy that he asked him to leave his position in the government and to come and stay with him in court.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常珍视和 Ramananda Roy 的这份联谊的，那么他就请求Ramananda Roy 能够卸下自己在政府中的要职，能够去到 Jagannathpuri 和他在一起。
So when he arrives in Puri, he goes immediately to see Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢一旦他抵达了这个 Jagannathpuri 之后呢他便一刻都没有停歇，直接的就去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
And of course, they had so much affection for each other. They embraced each other. They cried. They fell on the ground out of ecstasy.
那么他们彼此间的感情是非常的深厚的。他们见面的时候呢，立刻禁不住的相拥而泣，而且呢，他们都。在这种狂喜之中呢，都晕倒在地上。
And the devotees were actually, the devotees were witnessing, they were there watching the exchanges, they were amazed to see so much love between two people.
他们的这个久别重逢的这个情景，其实在身边有很多的奉献者在场的都见到了。当他们看到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Ramananda Roy 的这种巨大的这种狂喜喜极而泣，他们都感到非常的吃惊。
And Ramananda Roy informed Lord Chaitanya that he had told the king of Lord Chaitanya's instruction that he should retire from his service and stay to be with Lord Chaitanya. And the king very easily granted that.
那么 Ramananda Roy 就告诉主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他已经把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的请求，也就是说要求他要卸下在政府中的这个服务，然后呢向这个国王请辞，那么到这个 Jagannathpuri 来和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起。他把这个愿望呢就转告给了这个 Puri 的这个国王，而且这个 Puri 的这个国王呢也就立刻的去同意他的卸任。
Ramananda Roy was not an old man. He was not at the retirement age.
那其实这个时候呢 ，Ramananda Roy 呢年事还未高，也就是说他还没有到这个退休的年龄。
He was in the position. position of a governor.
他当时呢就是是政府的一个非常重要的官员，就是相当于是一位总督。而且他对这个国王的这个服务呢是非常的出色的。
Why would you let them go?
那么当一个人他身居这样的要职，这样高的地位的时候，为什么会放走为什么要放就是让他离开呢，允许他离开呢？
The example of the Muslim king who had Rupa and Sanatan in the highest government position, he didn't want to let them go.
那我们再想起之前的这个穆斯林的这个国王，当这个 Rupa 和 Sanatan 在他的这个管辖之下，在他的政府之中就是位居高职，扮演着非常重要的角色的时候，当时这个穆斯林的国王是不愿意放他们走的。
Because he could not understand their interest in Krishna consciousness.
因为作为这个国王，他对于 Rupa 和 Sanatan 对 Krishna 知觉的这种强烈的兴趣是完全不理解的。
Here the king understands that to allow for one of his best men to retire to be with Lord Chaitanya, it's an investment.
但是呢，在这里呢，这个沃瑞的国王就不一样了。他知道呢，就是他放掉身边的这样的一个左右手，让他完全投入到 Krishna 知觉之中，其实呢是就像一项投资一样。
So, Ramananda Roy explained to the king that he would rather engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of Lord Chaitanya than to be engaged in mundane activities.
那么在这里呢 ，Ramananda Roy 呢就对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，他更愿意能够投入到在和主在一起的这个就是他的联谊之中去聆听和唱诵，那么他更不愿意，他不愿意在这个政府当中再继续去从事一种世俗的活动了。
And there were no argument. The king immediately agreed.
那么这个国王呢，他不假思索的就答应了。
Not only agreed.But he was actually very pleased with Ramananda Roy's proposal.
他不仅是同意了，而且呢，他还对这个 Ramananda Roy 的这个请求感到非常的喜悦。
Why? Because all this time the king has been wanting so much to meet Lord Chaitanya. So anything to facilitate that meeting, he will.Granted.
那为什么他立刻就欣然地答应了呢？是因为这么长时间以来，他内心中一直有一个渴望，就是能够亲自的能够见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。所以呢，一旦 Ramananda Roy 提出了这样的一个请求，他就知道可以帮助他实现这个愿望，所以呢，他便毫不犹豫地答应了。
Not only that, but when the king heard the name of Lord Chaitanya.He began to hold Ramanandara's hands and start to manifest symptoms of love.
而且不仅如此，当他一听到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个名字的时候，他就情不自禁地紧紧地抓住了 Ramananda Roy 的手，然后他就展示出那种爱的强烈的真相。
And the king not only agreed for Ramananda Roy to retire from public life.But he also granted him a full retirement pension.
那这个国王不仅是答应这个 Ramananda Roy 呢能够隐退，而且呢他还给了他很多的这个酬禄，就是说让他就可以衣食无忧了。
He felt that Ramananda Roy was so fortunate to receive this request from Lord Chaitanya.
Sorry.
Ramananda Roy felt he was very fortunate.
那么 Ramananda Roy 呢，他感觉到他能够这个国王能够答应他的这个请求呢，他感到万分的感激。
And although he was the king, he took a very humble position.
那虽然呢，对方是一位国王，但是呢，却是如此的谦卑。
He said, I am most fallen.
这个国王他说、我是最堕落的。
I am not fit to meet Lord Chaitanya.、
我没有资格见主 Chaitanya.
But I know that my life will be successful if I get to meet him.
但是呢我知道如果我有机会见到他的话我的生命就完美了。
So,What we see here is that everyone, somehow or other, gets the facility to be with Lord Chaitanya without any difficulty. They just go to him, they are being received by him, they receive his mercy, and they are welcome.
那在这之前我们看到所有的来见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人在这个过程中似乎都没有受到什么障碍。他们就能够径直的来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的、面前能够亲眼见到他然后接受他的这个仁慈。
But we saw last week that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made a request to Lord Chaitanya to please meet with the king.
那我们上周呢，我们就是讲到 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya， 他就是向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提出一个请求，希望他能够接见这位国王。
And Lord Chaitanya blocked his ears when he heard that.
那么当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu听到这句话的时候立刻就用双手堵住了自己的耳朵
He said, I am a sannyasi and just the idea of meeting a king would be as good as meeting a prostitute
那么他就说呢我是一个sannyasi是个托钵僧去见这个国王呢就好比是见一个妓女一样
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, but this is not an ordinary king.
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢就说这可不是一个普通的国王。
He said, I understand that from the point of a sannyasi, one should not meet with such an elevated personality who represents wealth and material enjoyment.
那他说我知道你身为一个托钵僧是不应该去见这么一个代表着物质的富裕和享受的这么一个在世俗世界中地位这么高的人。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that all the transcendental knowledge which is revealed either by Krishna himself or through his different incarnation,is given through the kings.
那我们看到在圣典博迦瓦坛中有关于至尊主本人还有他的这些化身的这些逍遥时光这些超然的这个知识呢都是通过不同的国王来揭示的。
And these kings are called Raja Rishi, means saintly kings.
那这些国王就被这些国君就被称为 Raja Rishi, 也就是说圣王。
It means that not only they have a material position of great power and influence, but they are also supported by their understanding of pure devotional service.
也就是说呢，他们不仅拥有世俗上物质世界中的巨大的这种权力和影响力而且呢他们也都被这个奉爱所充满。
As opposed to kings that are greedy, that are envious, that are always going to have wars with neighbors.
那不是那种非常昏庸的然后耽于感官享乐的而且动不动呢就发动战争去那个掠夺土地的那些世俗的国王，这是不是一样的？
He's telling Lord Chaitanya, but he is not an ordinary king. He is actually a devotee of Krishna.
所以呢，萨瓦巴玛巴塔恰就在这里告诉祖 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 这个国王不是普通的国王啊。
And Lord Chaitanya said, but that may be the case. But in my position as a sannyasi.If the public finds out that the sannyasi is associating with the king, the reputation of the reputation of the sannyas ashram will be ruined.
那么这个主持人刚才马哈帕布说，你说的也许没错，但是我是一个托钵僧。如果别人知道了一个托钵僧sannyasi是去见一个世俗的国王的话，那么这个在这个sannyasi的这个 ashram， 这个sannyasi的这个灵性的这个进阶整个的这个 ashram 吧可能就会 被亵渎了。
Even in the field of spreading Krishna consciousness, devotees should be very careful in associating with people of great influence.
即便是在 Krishna 知觉的传播的这个过程之中，那么对于奉献者和那些世俗上非常有影响力的人去接触的时候，也应当是慎之又慎。
Because most of the time, people of great influence are actually great enjoyers.
因为大多数的时候，那些非常有影响力的人呢，也是那种感官享乐非常巨大的人。
And it's very easy to get carried away with that enjoying mood.
那么他们呢，就散发着这么一种享受的这种气氛，所以和他过多的接触呢，非常容易就被他们的这种享乐的气氛给带走。
So here, the king is going to make a statement which really shows that he is not just a king, but he is a devotee.
所以呢，在这里呢，这个国王他就要说，他要说一些话来证明自己啊，不是说是一个普通的世俗的一个国王，事实上他是一个奉献者。
With a very humble attitude, the king tells Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
啊，那这个国王呢，他就对 Ramananda Roy 说，这个Sri Krishna 呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 之子。那他说，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是 Krishna 本人。
He doesn't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an exalted sannyasi.
在这个时候，他并没有说，哦 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是一位非常崇高的 sannyasi 托钵僧。
He has not met Lord Chaitanya. He already knows who he is.
也就是说呢，他虽然还没有亲眼见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他已经了然了这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实身份。
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself.
那他说这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是 Krishna 本人。
And because he is Krishna himself, he is very merciful.
因为他就是 Krishna 本人，所以因此他就非常的仁慈。
And then with a very humble attitude, he said, I hope.That in a future birth, he's not even thinking very soon. In a future birth, he will allow me an interview.
然后他说呢，他就非常的谦卑的说，他说我希望呢，我但愿就是在下一世的时候，他能够允许让我得以一见。那他甚至都没有说现在，他说的是下一世。
So.This is the attitude of a devotee.
这就是一个奉献者的态度。
A devotee must be patient.
一位奉献者应当非常的耐心。
But at the same time, a devotee is always expecting at any moment to receive Krishna's mercy.
那与此同时呢，又是随时随地的在期待着主 Krishna 的仁慈。
If a devotee is impatient, then it will be very difficult to attract Krishna's attention.
如果一位奉献者他是非常的急躁，非常的不没有耐心的，那么他就是很难就是得到 Krishna 的仁慈和关注 Krishna 的关注。
So, Ramananda Roy is here repeating the words of the king.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，是 Ramananda Roy 在重复着那个国王的话。
And he says that I don't think there's even a fraction of the king's loving ecstasy in me. In other words, I think the king is far more advanced than I am.
所以呢，他就是说，他说我觉得。在我的这个心里，哪怕是就是这个 Maharaj 这个国王的，哪怕是些许的这种爱的狂喜都没有啊。那意思就是说，这个国王呢，这个他的在这个灵性上面要比他要高超得多。
Now, Sauvavatacharya has already made the request to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya got upset about it.
那么 Sarvabhaumabhattacharya 他已经向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提出了这个请求，那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢听到了之后呢感到非常的不悦。
Ramananda Roy takes a different angle.
那么这时候 Ramananda Roy 他是从另外一个角度来
讲。He's not telling Lord Chaitanya to meet with the king, he's telling how the king is feeling.
那他没有直接的劝说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去见这个国王。 而是呢就是把这个国王的这种感情告知于水切切那么哈婆婆。
So he's softening the heart of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢他通过这样一些描述他就让主切切那么哈婆婆的心变得柔软了。
So Lord Chaitanya doesn't block his ears and doesn't say never ask me this again.
那这时候切切那么哈婆婆没有马上堵住自己的耳朵说这样的话别再提了。
He praises Ramananda.
他开始就是赞扬赞美这个 Ramananda Roy.
He said, you are a great devotee of Krishna.
他说你是 Krishna 的一位伟大的奉献者。
So whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person.
他说呢一个人就是爱你的人毫无疑问都是极其幸运的人。
So indirectly, Lord Chaitanya is saying,The king is very lucky to know you.
那其实他在这里就是间接的说，这个国王能够认识你，真是三生有幸。
But I'm not interested to know him.
但是呢，我对他不感兴趣。
Internally, Lord Chaitanya is actually very eager, but externally, he must stand on his ground as a sannyasi.
那么其实呢，在这个内心深处。主切塔尼亚马哈帕布是非常渴望见到这个国王的，但是作为这个外在而言的话呢，他得要坚守这个萨尼亚西的这个原则。
Now, Lord Chaitanya says something very important here. He says, because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him.
那在这个时候，切塔尼亚马哈帕布就说了一句非常重要的话，他说这个国王呢。他对你表示了那么多的爱，因此毫无疑问的，主 Krishna 一定是会接受他的。
So what does that mean?
那么这句话的含义是什么呢？
Krishna explains to Narada Muni.
Krishna 曾经对这个 Narada Muni 说
The devotee who thinks he's my devotee is not my devotee. The devotee who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
他说呢那些自以为是我的奉献者的人呢并不是我的奉献者那些是我的奉献者的奉献者那才是我的奉献者。
In other words, and this is very clearly explained by the different Vaishnava Acharyas, we cannot get to Krishna directly, we have to go to Krishna through a devotee.
那伟大的这些 Acharya 们历代的先师也非常明确这一点就是我们是不可能直接的去接近于 Krishna 本人的我们要通过 Krishna 的奉献者通过他们的仁慈才能够接近 Krishna.
Even in the intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan,We always need someone's recommendation to be with Krishna.
即便是在 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的非常机密的这个逍遥时光之中，也必须要得到奉献者的这个推荐，才能够接近 Krishna 的，就是引荐才能见到 Krishna.
Then Lord Chaitanya quotes a verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个时候主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就引述了圣典。薄伽瓦坛就是十一篇当中的一段话
which is something that Krishna spoke to Uddhava.
这句话呢这段话是 Krishna 向 Uddhava 说的
He says, Krishna tells Uddhava, My devotees take great care and respect in rendering service to me.
Krishna 就对 Uddhava 他说我的奉献者在服务我的过程中充满着尊敬和关爱和爱
They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs.
他们用四肢来向我做出顶拜
They worship other devotees and find all living entities related to me.
他们崇拜其他的这些奉献者他们觉得所万物众生都与我相关
For me,They engage the entire energy of their bodies.
他们把躯体的所有的能量都献给了我。
They engage the power of speech in glorification of my qualities and form.
他们用他们语言的力量来不断的 荣耀我的品质和 形体。
They also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires.
他们心心念念在我，他们努力地放弃一切的世俗物质的欲望。
In this way, these are the characteristics of my devotees.
这就是我的奉献者的特征。
This was the answer of Krishna to Uddhava's question about the characteristics of pure devotional service.
那么这个是在 Uddhava 在询问 Krishna 什么是纯粹的奉献服务的特征的时候 ，Krishna 的回答。
Then Lord Chaitanya quotes a very famous verse.
接下来主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他又引用了另外一段非常著名的诗文。
Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu maradhanam param tasmam parataram devi tadiyanam samacharam. Lord Shiva is talking to his wife.
这一段话呢是主 Shiva 对他的妻子说的。
He says, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of the demigods."
他说我亲爱的 Devi 啊，虽然韦达经典推荐对半神人的崇拜。
The worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost.
但是呢，对主 Vishnu 的崇拜却是最至高无上的。
However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering service to the devotees.
但是比崇拜主 Vishnu 更高的却是对主 Vishnu 的奉献者的服务。
So Lord Chaitanya is reciting different verses from the scriptures to emphasize the special position of a devotee of Krishna.
所以呢，在这里就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他从不同的经典里引述了很多的重要的诗文，来就是证明，就是来说明奉献者的独一无二的地位。
In other words, what Lord Chaitanya is explaining here is that if the king takes shelter of a pure devotee, then the king will attain perfection.
那换句话说，钱坦尼亚马哈帕布说，如果这个国王呢，他托庇于一个纯粹的奉献者呢，这个国王他就已经得到了保护。
In other words, Ramananda Roy was very expert in softening Lord Chaitanya's heart, and in return, Lord Chaitanya was very expert to put him back into his position.
那么就是说呢，在这里呢，我们可以看到 Ramananda Roy 是非常擅长去软化主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心。那么对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说呢，他又能够把这个 Ramananda Roy 又把他推回到他这个原本的这个位置。
So there were all these great devotees, all the devotees we've been talking about who came to Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya.They were watching this conversation.
那么所有的来到 Puri 的这些人呢，他们都看到了在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Ramananda Roy 之间的这个对话交流，就这个场景他们都看在眼里。
So Ramananda understood there is no point for me pushing this issue.
那么 Ramananda Roy 呢，其实就是在这里，就是说我就不要再勉强的这个坚持。一定要促成这件事情。
The conversation was over.
那他就知道他们之间的对话已经结束了。
But this issue of Lord Chaitanya meeting the king is not going away until it will be resolved.
但是呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和这个国王见面的这件事情呢，还没有就到此为止了，还会一直延续下去，直到最后。得到一个妥善的解决。
The devotee will not give up.
因为奉献者不放弃。
The king will not give up.
这个国王也不会放弃。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
It means the devotees are more merciful than Krishna himself.
那这里就是意味着，就是奉献者比主本人还要仁慈。
Sometimes we give up on others.
有的时候呢，我们会就是放弃了对方。
We find no hope.
我们觉得这个人无可救药了。
But that's not a mature view of Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，这并不是Krishna 知觉中的一种非常成熟的视野。
We should never give up on devotees.
我们永远都不要放弃奉献者。
So Ramananda Roy will not give up, Salalabhata Acharya will not give up, and the king will not give up.
所以呢 ，Ramananda Roy 是坚决不会放弃的 ，Salalabhata Acharya 也不会放弃，那这个国王更不会放弃。
All they have to do now is find a way.
那他们现在呢，就得找出一个法子，能让能见到这个。
And they will find a way.
而且他们肯定会找到一个办法的。
This is the heart of a Vaishnava.
这就是 Vaishnava 的心。
We saw that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India, he did not want to see Krishna Das again because of his misbehavior with the Bataharis.
那么就是当我们看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回到 Puri 的时候，他是拒绝和 Krishna Das 再次见面的，因为他知道这个就当时 Krishna Das 呢，他在和那些 Badahari 在一起的时候呢，这个行为不端，所以呢他就拒绝了他。
But the devotee did not give up.
但是奉献者们却不放弃了。
Found a way to engage Krishna Das in Lord Chaitanya's service.
他们想方设法的创造了一个让 Krishna Das 去服务主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的机会。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu move on to another topic.
现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就继续下一个话题了。
And he asked Ramananda Roy, "Have you already visited the temple of Lord Jagannath?"
他就问 Ramananda Roy 说，你是否呢已经觐见了这个 Jagannath 庙的神像了呢
？Because that's what you do when you arrive in a holy place. You go straight to the main temple to take darshan of the deity.
这个就是在这个去到圣地朝圣的时候。一个人要做的事情就是你立刻找到这个圣地当中的最主要的这个庙宇去觐见那里的神像。
After taking sannyas, when Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip and he arrived in Puri, the first thing that he did was to go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath.
那铁坦尼亚马哈帕布当时就是这样做的，他做了托钵僧 sannyasi 之后呢，他后来离开了 Navadvip 去往 Jagannath Puri。他到达了这个 Jagannath Puri 的第一件事情就是径直的去往了这个 Jagannath 神庙去觐见主 Jagannath.
So Ramananda Roy replied, I shall now go to visit the temple.
那么 Ramananda Roy 呢就说我现在呢就去神庙朝拜。那当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 感到很吃惊。
What have you done?
他说你之前做了什么呀
Why you didn't go and see Lord Jagannath first before coming here?
为什么不先去觐见主 Jagannath 才来到这里呢
And Ramananda replied, the legs are like the chariot.
那他说呢一个人的腿就好比是战车马车。
And the heart is like the charioteer.
那一个人的心就好比是战车的御者。
Wherever the heart takes the living entity must go.
然后他说呢，这个就是心之所至，就是一颗心，无论把一个生物体带到什么地方呢，这个生物体呢就会如样跟随。
And he says, "What can I do? My mind has brought me here."I could not consider going first to see Lord Jagannath.
他说我有什么办法呢？我的心把我带到了这里，所以呢，我根本就没有想到要先去主 Jagannath 的神庙中朝拜。
As a matter of fact, Ramananda Roy considered Lord Chaitanya to be none different than Lord Jagannath.
事实上呢，是 Ramananda Roy 在他的这个心目中 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主。Jagannath 是没有任何分别的。
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Ramananda Roy, immediately go to see Lord Jagannath, and then go home and meet your family members.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，这个时候就要求 Ramananda Roy 一刻都不能延迟，立刻就要去主 Jagannath 的神庙去觐见 Jagannath， 然后再回家去见自己的家人。
So this is a very simple statement, but it's actually very important.
这句话是看起来是非常的简单的， 但是呢其实蕴含着深意，非常重要。
He's not telling Ramananda Roy, it's okay, you can stay with me, you have nothing else to do anyway.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有对这个 Ramananda Roy 说没关系，你可以跟我在一起，然后其他的这些事情都可以搁一边，反正也不是太重要，你不用去做。
No, you have to perform your duty.
他并不是这样讲的，他要求Ramananda Roy 去履行自己的职责。
Your duty is to go and take darshan of the deity.
你的职责呢？首先，你就是要去觐见神像，去得到神像的 darshan.
That is your spiritual duty.
这是你灵性的职责。
And then your material duty, go home, go and see your family.
然后接下来就是你的世俗的职责，就是说你要回家去见自己的家人。
So we have to understand in that light.That it's not because we're in Krishna consciousness that we have to neglect everything else.
所以呢，从这一点来说呢，我们就要明白，并不是说我们成了奉献者，那除了这个灵修的这件事情之外，其他的事情一概可以忽略，这是绝对不可以的。
It's not because the family of Ramananda Roy were all pure devotees and Lord Chaitanya says, go to your family. No, it's because it was his duty.To be with his family.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之所以让这个 Ramananda Roy 立刻去见自己的家人，并不是说他的家人都是纯粹的奉献者，所以才去见的，而是因为去见自己的家人，回家是他的这个应尽的义务职责，所以呢，这是他必须要去履行的。
So we should not neglect this responsibility.
所以呢，就是这样的这个职责。家庭的职责是我们不能够忽略的。
So, Ramananda Roy showed the devotees that in his heart, Lord Chaitanya is everything.
那么 Ramananda Roy 呢，他就说，他就表示出这个其实在他的心中呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是一切。Lord Chaitanya is everything. 就主 Chaitanya 就是一切。
But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya reminded him that he has duties to perform.
那与此同时呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里又提醒他，告诉他你还有职责要尽。
So now what's going to happen is again the issue of the king will come up.
那么接下去呢，有关于这个国王的这个事情呢，又会再一次出现。
And there's going to be some back and forth negotiation.
那么在这里呢，就好像是一场谈判一样，就会有这个来来回回的周旋。
And we're going to discover the world of Vaishnav relationship.
那么通过接下来要发生的这个事情呢，我们就可以探索到就是 Vaishnav 奉献者之间的关系。
And we're going to see.How Krishna in so many ways can give his mercy.
而且我们还可以看到呢 ，Krishna 他可以各种各样的这种方式来给奉献者仁慈，赐予仁慈。
Where we'll see next week.
下一周我们继续来看。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 现在我们已经有了一些问题。稍等一下哈。对，我们看一下这些问题是什么。第一个问题呢是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu。感恩 Prabhu 和翻译，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的运动呼唤人们重归灵性世界。请问灵性世界有维度吗？物质世界可有维度，至少在这个地球有长宽高的三维维度。Thank you, Prabhu, for your lecture and the translation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement calls for people to go back to the spiritual world. My question is, does the spiritual world also have dimensions like what we have in the material world? The material world at least have three dimensions.
The material world has three dimensions and the spiritual world has unlimited dimensions.
物质世界有三个维度空间，至少是我们所在的这个地球。那么在这个灵性世界的这个维度是无限的。
The three dimensions that are available to the living entities in the material world are based on the capacities of the mind.
那么这个物质世界的这个生物体所感知到的这个三维的维度呢，是基于这个物质世界的生物体他们的意识的感知的能力。
But these dimensions can be expanded when one is engaged in pure devotional service.
但是呢，当一个人他投入到纯粹的奉献服务中的时候，这个维度是可以拓展的，也就是说就不只是三个维度了。
They are already available through mystic power.
事实上那些有玄秘能力的人，他们就已经能够探索到三维之上的四维、五维、六维了。
But in the spiritual world, it's multidimensional.
那灵性世界是多维度空间。
And this is explained in Brahma Samhita.
这个是在 Brahma Samhita, 婆罗诃摩赞或者叫梵天本集这个经典里面有所描述。
That first of all, Krishna's body is transcendental and he can fulfill the function of each limb of his body with another limb of the body.
那 Krishna 呢，他具有这个超然的这个形体，他的四肢肢体是可以互用的，也就是说他身体的某一些部分、某一些肢体呢，他完全可以行使其他的部分的一些功能。
And Prabhupada explains in his address that in a spiritual world, he says in a material world, one tree can only give one type of fruit.In a spiritual world, one tree can give any kind of fruit.
那 Prabhupada 他曾经在他的讲座当中就是说到，在这个物质世界，一棵树只能结出一种果实，但是在灵性世界呢，一棵树却可以结出千千万万种不同的果实。
In the material world, three-dimensional, spectrum is based on material desires.
这个在这个物质世界中这个三维的这个维度空间是基于生物体的物质欲望。
In the spiritual world, multidimensional is there only for Krishna's pleasure.
在这个灵性世界中所展示的这种无限的多维度空间，它的核心都是完全基于Krishna 的愿望，至尊主的愿望。
So the laws of material nature in the spiritual worlddo not function. They function on Krishna's internal energy.
所以在灵性世界的这个原则呢，它在这个物质世界是不适用的，只是在这个 Krishna 的这个内在的能量当中才会有这样的演绎。
So when we read of Krishna's pastimes, either in the material world or the spiritual world,There are unlimited examples how everything is multidimensional.
所以如果当我们去阅读 Krishna 的逍遥时光，无论是物质世界逍遥时光，还是灵性世界的逍遥时光的时候，我们就知道所有的这些逍遥时光呢，都是多维度的，多维度空间的。下一个问题还是 Rajendra Prabhu 总是。
Hare Krishna， 哇，终于连上了，听到听到。
抱歉，我刚才那问题大家有没有听到呀？
听到了，听到问题，现在就是开始解释的时候，
okay, answer the questions.
Okay, so taking shelter means to seek protection.
托庇意味着就是去寻求保护。
And to seek protection, it means that we have to have a certain attitude.
那么如果你要去寻求保护的话呢，就必须要有一个正确的一个心态。
In other words, we seek shelter because we find ourselves in a precarious or difficult position.
就是说当我们觉得自己身处困境或者是在一个非常危险的境地中的时候，你才会有这样的一种态度去寻求保护。
If we take a material example, it's raining, you run for shelter.
我们举一个世俗的例子，就是说呢，如果是天下雨的话，你就是要找一个避雨的地方， 那么在英语里也可以用这个词语，就是说庇护的地方。
When the rain is over, you leave the shelter.
啊，那这个雨停了之后呢，你就可以离开这个庇护的地庇护所，你避雨的地方。
During the war, people run for shelter.
那在战争中也是一样的，人们去寻求庇护。
When the war is over, they leave the shelter.
啊，战争结束之后呢？人们就离开了这些庇护
so there is a motivation
庇护所所以呢这个时候你要去寻找一个庇护所的话一定就会是有 一个很强的这个动机
in the spiritual life when we take shelter we don't leave the shelter
但是在这个灵性的这个生活当中一旦我们去脱避的话我们是永远不会离开这个庇护所的
Because the shelter means that we are now protected from the material energy.
啊，那么什么叫做这个庇护所呢？是因为当我们脱避了之后呢，其实我们就可以让自己免于这个物质能量对自己的影响。
The idea of taking shelter, which is always expressed in all the writings of the acharyas, in all the prayers of the devotees, there's always this idea of taking shelter.
那么就是这个脱避，在这个 acharya 们的这些文字和教导之中，还有奉献者们的所写的这些诗篇当中，在他们写的文章当中呢，我们这样这个词语脱避是无处不在的。
This is expressive of one's inability.To fight the material energy and therefore accepting the fact that without Krishna's shelter, we cannot make it in this material world.
那这个脱避呢，它就是表示了一个人的心态，他就是这个人，他承认自己，如果是独自一人的去面对物质世界的世俗的能量呢，是没有办法的。也就是说无法战胜这种能量对自己的影响所以呢他必须要脱避于来自于 Krishna 的灵性的这个能量这样子呢他才能够在这个物质世界中在这些物质能量当中有一个安全
We take shelter of the devotees
比如说呢我们脱避于奉献者
We take shelter of the spiritual master
我们脱避于灵性导师
And ultimately, we take shelter of Krishna.
那终极而言，我们是托庇于 Krishna.
So it requires the right attitude.
所以呢，这个时候就必须要有正确的心态。But what's the symptom?
There's no such a thing as symptom. It means attitude.
You
don't run to someone's shelter and then stop demanding. For example,
这个表现呢，其实说不是，是最重要的，还是一个人的心态。不能说你脱避于谁，然后你就开始就是要求对方为自己做些什么。所以呢，你在这里说的脱避的这个具体的表现，就是说一个人他有这样的一个正确的心态。
It means the devotee becomes very grateful, very appreciative, very humble.
就是说这个奉献者，他非常的谦卑。然后呢他心怀感恩之情随时的去向别人表示这个欣赏表示这种感恩那么这样的这个人呢就可以说明他的确是有这份脱避之心
And that kind of meditation actually is what takes us back to the spiritual world
那么这样的一种冥想就可以把一个人真正的带回到回归家园回归神手回到这个灵性世界下一个问题依然是了君照帕布询问的主持他娘马哈帕布说 Yari Dekar Tadekaraha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyaya Guru Hana Tara Adesha 就是他要求每个奉献者都成为 Guru 怎么可能呢一位 Mataji 说在灵性的历史上有多少个女 Guru 我们怎么能成为 Guru 呢一位 Pabu 说我没有成为 Guru 的资质我可以做其他服务除了成为 Guru 这一个服务难道主且看见马哈巴布在强人所难吗谢谢So how is it possible Lord Chaitanya ordered that each devotee should become a guru. How is it possible? When Mataji said, how many female gurus are there in the spiritual history. How is it possible that we women can become gurus? Another Prabhu said, I don't have the qualification of a guru, but I can do other services. Is it also possible that we can do something like this besides becoming a guru? Does that mean that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forced someone to do something that he can't?
You have the wrong idea of guru here.
在这里呢，对 guru 的这个理解呢，有一些误解。
Lord Chaitanya says, whoever you see.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，无论你见到谁。
Wherever you go.
无论你去到何方。
You speak about Krishna.
你去谈 Krishna.
And in my name you become a guru.
那么你以我的名义。做一位 guru,
and you deliver the people of the land.
这样你就可以拯救这个地球这个土地上的人。
So when you distribute books, you are a guru.
那换句话说，其实你在派书的时候，你就是 guru 了。
When you give out prasadam, you are a guru.
你在派发 prasadam 的时候，你就是 guru。
When you sit down with someone and present Krishna consciousness, you are a guru.
你跟一个人坐下来，然后去跟他。谈论 Krishna 之觉，你就是一个 guru 了。
When you help another devotee in their spiritual life, you are a guru.
你在另外一个奉献者的灵性生活中给予帮助，这个也就是 guru 了。
You give a lecture, you are a guru.
讲课，你就是 guru.
You are just not an initiating guru.
只不过说你不是一个启迪 guru, 启迪灵性导师。
In the formal sense of the way.
那么就是说不是说正式意义上的启迪 guru, 但是你依然是 guru.
But everyone is to some degree a guru.
就是每一个人从某一个程度上来讲呢都可以是 guru.
It's not a question of choice, it's just happened, this is the nature of devotional service.
这不是说你选不选择成为 guru 的问题，而是说这个奉献服务的性质使然。
Like you may have another devotee friend who always helps you, who is always, always there with you when you need that person. That person is your guru.
那比如说你有一个奉献者的伙伴，他随时都在帮助你。当你需要他帮助的时候，他总是伴随在你的身边。那么他其实就是你的 guru 了。
This is the proper understanding.
这个是对这个 guru 的这个正确的理解。
And that's what Lord Chaitanya expected, that all the devotees take that position.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是希望所有的奉献者都能够担当这样的一个位置。
We have to understand the broad vision of the spreading of Krishna consciousness.
所以我们要对于这个传播 Krishna 知觉要有一个更加宽泛的理解。
And Srila Prabhupada had the same desire.
Srila Prabhupada 也有同样的愿望。
Prabhupada went much further than that. He actually wanted all his disciples to become initiating gurus.
但是呢，帕瓦帕他又进了一步。他其实他希望他所有的这些门徒都能够成为启迪 guru、启迪灵性导师的。
Ultimately, one day in China, there will be hundreds of initiating gurus.
那么，最终有一天，中国也会涌现出几百位。上千位的启迪灵性导师
thousands and thousands and thousands of other types of gurus.
还有千千万万的其他类型的就是启迪 guru 之外的类型的 guru. 下一个问题 Radhananda 顶拜尊敬的帕布，请问时间不作用于灵性世界，那么灵性世界的生活秩序是怎样的呢？灵性世界的日常生活都是些什么内容呢？感恩翻译 Mataji. Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance. My question is, time doesn't take effect or influence the spiritual world. So, what kind of life, what kind of regularities in the spiritual world? What do the people in the spiritual world do every day? What's their daily life like?
It depends where they are.
这个根据他们在灵性世界的什么地方来决定。这个也基于他们和 Krishna 之间的关系而定。
But the
devotees of Krishna in the spiritual world, they exist for Krishna's pleasure.
那在这个灵性世界的这些奉献者的存在，他们的生活的意义完全都是为了去取悦 Krishna。
If you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will know what the devotees do in the spiritual world.
如果你去看一下圣典博迦瓦坛的话，你就会明白在灵性世界奉献者都做些什么。
It's not like it's any different from here.
就灵性世界的生活不见得就和我们这个物质世界有多大的不同。
The difference is that it's 100%focus on Krishna's pleasure.
这个不同之处就是在于他们的这个专注点是100%的在 Krishna 身上，就是他们的焦点完全就是 Krishna.
If you read the Krishna book, you'll see that the Brijabasis are very busy everywhere.
如果你看了这个 Krishna book, Krishna 快乐全员这部书的话，你会看到这个Braja 的居民就 Vrindavan 的这些居民呢，每天都是非常的忙碌的。
There's always something happening in Goloka.
在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 呢，总是有一些事情发生。
And it's always about glorifying Krishna.
而且呢，总是在荣耀着 Krishna.
So when you glorify Krishna, there's no limit to what you can do.
当你去这个荣耀 Krishna 的时候呢，你的所可以做的事情就是无极无限的了。
For example, in the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna is worshipped with awe and reverence.
比如说在 Vaikuntha 的这个星宿，就是 Krishna 呢，他是被那里的居民以一种敬畏的心态在崇拜着。
So it takes a lot of endeavor and it takes a lot of undertaking to keep Krishna as the supreme lord of Vaikuntha.With the worship, with the service, with the meditation.
他们是很忙碌的，他们要崇拜，然后呢，他们要通过这个冥想，因为在这个瓦昆达的话，要去崇拜 Krishna 是至尊人格首身，所以大家就是非常的忙碌的，需要很多的时间，很多的精力。
And people have their families.
那么除了崇拜 Krishna 之外，就是那里的居民，他们也有自己的家庭，他们也有自己所从事的职业。但是所有的这一切呢，全部都聚焦在至尊人格守神的身上，就是围绕着至尊主。
Sometimes there's great sages, oftentimes there's big festivals.
有的时候呢，有盛大的婚礼，有时候呢。就会有一些伟大的圣人降临，或者是举行非常隆重的仪式庆典。
But people don't have to go to work to make a living.
但是那里的人，他不像我们这个世界的人一样，每天还得要工作维持生计。
It's pure spiritual pleasure, and because it's spiritual energy, anything they need just by the desire in the mind, it automatically manifests.
他们是就是完全都是基于灵性的愿望，灵性的快乐，因为在灵性世界一切都是灵性的能量，所以呢，只要有这个愿望，只要有这样的一个起心动念，立刻就会展示出来，所有的愿望都会实现。
I hope someone will translate Brihad Bhagavatamrita because there are some very detailed descriptions.Of the Vaikuntha planets and what people do there.
希望呢，有奉献者能够有机会去翻译《大博迦瓦坛甘露》这本书，那就是说，因为在这个书里面，对于灵性世界，对于Vaikuntha有非常详细的描述，那里的生活。Okay, that's the last.
That's it.
Oh, there's another question from Krishna Nam. 请问Radha Charan Prabhu。有些奉献者新人，他们讲课的时候，他们的哲学并不符合经典，但是还掺杂着自己的思辨和心意的猜想，但是他们还认为自己的理解是正确的。我们如何看待这种现象呢 ？Radha Charan Prabhu, some of the neophyte devotees, some new people, when they give lectures, their philosophy is not totally in line with the scriptures. it is adulterated with their own speculation, and and so, but however, they still feel that their understanding is correct. How do we see this phenomena? Thank you very much.
Well, everyone should be given a chance to speak about Krishna.
每个人呢都应该有机会去就是谈有关 Krishna 的话题。
And if someone new gives a lecture, then whoever is in the audience and is more mature, they should teach them in return and point out where they may have made a mistake.
那么如果是一个新人在讲课的话，如果在讲课的过程中有一些不当之处或者是错误的地方的话，那在下面的听课的人中，可能奉献者有一些是比较成熟年长的，那么就可以帮助他，指出他的一些不妥之处，去教他。
When it comes to lecturing to a guest or lecturing to a public, only mature devotees should do that.
那刚才说的是奉献者内部的这种讲课，但是如果是在一个公共的场合做公共的演讲，或者是面对的很多的许许多多的奉献者去讲大课的话，那只有成熟的奉献者有这个资格做。
Also, if a new devotee gives a lecture to other devotees, then it's better if they read more than speak.
那如果是一个比较新的人，他给其他的奉献者讲课的话，那最好在他的讲课的过程当中，更多的还是去读书，而不是去讲自己的觉悟和理解。
I have given before the example of our dear God brother Gauranga Prema Prabhu.
之前我曾经举过一个例子，就是我们的非常亲爱的神兄弟 Gauranga Prema Prabhu,
who gives Srimad Bhagavatam class in the most famous temple in the Western world, which is Los Angeles.
他是在西方最著名的庙宇，就是洛杉矶讲大课。
Where very senior Prabhupada disciples attend the class.
那在那里呢，有很多非常年长的 Srila Prabhupada 的这个门徒也在做，在聆听。
And I have watched his lecture online.
我在网上呢就看到了他的讲课。
He has 3 or 4 books in front of him.
在他的面前，他摆着三四本经典。
And he has pieces of paper with notes.
然后呢，还有一张纸，这个纸上呢。就写做了笔记。
And he doesn't speak, all he does is read and quote.
他其实呢并不会抛开这个书就是去单独的去讲他怎么想，而是说他其实更多的就是在读书，或者是在这个引经据典。
So this is very much appreciated.
所以呢这一点呢就是得到了大家的欣赏认可。
Just repeat what you have heard.
就是说你只要去重复你聆听到的话就好了。我再看看有没有这样的奉献者也是咕噜吗？这句话，这样的奉献者也是咕噜吗？ Are these devotees also gurus? 对对对，所以这句话有一点跟前面没有连起来，指的是什么样的奉献者也是孤弱。你的意思就是说这样的奉献者他们在讲课给别人在讲，虽然他们自己是在思辨，也能不能算得上是孤弱。 Okay, it's related to the previous question when you explained that each one can become a guru by talking about Krishna in different ways. So he's asking, are this kind of devotee also gurus as you said?
Everyone is a guru.Everyone who speaks about Krishna is a guru.
What he means is that it has to be, you know, strictly representing the real essence
of
Krishna.
Of course, if you know how to properly explain, a guru's qualification is that he knows exactly how to repeat what he has heard.
那希腊帕帕的对于这个 guru 的这个定义就是这样的一个 guru 呢，他就是完全的知道怎么样去重复他从他的灵性导师那里听到的一切，就是不加改动和揣测的。
No fabrication, no concoction, no speculation.
他是没有心智的揣测杜撰或者是臆想的。
If you make up your own philosophy, you're not a guru.
如果你创造了自己的哲学的话，那你就不能算是 guru 了。So the new people that he mentioned about are actually not guru, can't be considered as guru, you know.
Everyone who speaks about Krishna is a guru.
任何一个人当他谈到 Krishna 的时候，他就是 guru。
But we have to get out of this idea that the guru is the big, big, big senior devotee covered of flower garlands who sits on the big Vyasasan who gives big lectures and gives initiation to many disciples. That's only one type of guru.
就是说我们对于这个 guru 要有更多广义的这个理解，我们一般来说印象中呢，说到 guru 就是说高高的坐在 Vyasa 宝座上，然后呢脖子上戴满了这个花环，然后呢在很多的大公众面前，很多的奉献者面前讲课，讲很高的这哲学，然后而且还启迪奉献者。我们以为这个就是 guru 的全部，但实际上呢这个只是指的是一个类型的 guru 的这个含义还要更加的广。
I'll give you another very practical example.
我再给你举一个比较实际的例子。
You're not a devotee.
你不是一个奉献者。
But you are a spiritual seeker.
但是呢，你是一个灵性的追寻者。
And either on Weixin or you meet someone who is not a devotee who will tell you, look.There is this Bhagavad Gita you can buy if you want to know about Bhakti Yoga. And also there is a program next week at this place. You can go there. That person is your guru.
那如果说你在微信上遇到了一个人，虽然是未曾谋面，也互相不认识，但是他告诉你说，哦，这里有一本薄伽梵歌，你可以去看一看。然后我介绍你去参加一个活动，你去参加这个联谊活动呢，你就可以了解更多的这个知识，那么这样的一个人，其实在这个时候对你来说，他就是一个 guru， 一个灵性导师。
Because that person is pointing you to Krishna.
因为这个人呢，他给你指了一个方向，就是指向了 Krishna 的一个方向。
Then you meet the devotees, they teach you about Krishna, they are your guru.
那么你遇到了一些奉献者，这些奉献者呢就教给你有关 Krishna 的知识，那这些奉献者，他也算是你的 guru.
Then you meet the spiritual master, you take initiation, he is formally your initiating guru.
然后你遇到灵性导师，然后接受他的这个启迪，那么这个灵性导师呢，他就是你的正式的启迪 guru， 启迪灵性导师。
And then you have all the instructing gurus.
那还有很多的这个叙事灵性导师。
The acharyas, the senior devotees, the devotees who inspire you. These are all gurus.
包括这些 acharya 们，还有年长的奉献者，那些激励着你、鼓舞你的奉献者，他们都是你的 guru。Harry Vamsadas 问了一个问题，关于灵性世界的解说，参考什么样的书？是大博伽瓦塔吗？有中文版吗？So regarding the explanation of spiritual road, what kind of book can we refer to? Is it what you talked about, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita? Is there a Chinese version of that book?
No, but Srimad Bhagavatam has plenty of information about the spiritual world.
那现在我们对于这个《大博伽瓦坛甘露》这部书现在还没有中文版，但是其实在《盛典博伽瓦坛》Srimad Bhagavatam 中，对于这个灵性世界已经有足够的信息了。
Krishna even speaks, gives some information in the Bhagavad Gita.
在薄伽梵歌当中 ，Krishna 他对于这个灵性世界其实也有一部分的说明了。OK， 那三提玛塔吉今天的问题就全部发上来了，对吗？就没有了。 How come she's not responding? 好，那我们的课就讲到这里吧。Okay.
Okay. So we finish here.
Oh, there's another question. 啊，正在打字呢。Hare Krishna, 这个问题来自于1684。Hare Krishna Prabhu, 顶拜您的莲花足，请问我们在与奉献者联谊时，有时会有矛盾，想法不一致，会在不经意间冒犯奉献者。请问在这种情况下，我们应该如何处理去继续很好的交往？感恩您。Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet.Sometimes when we are associating with the devotees, we have some conflicts, we have different ideas, and even some offenses between each other unconsciously. In this kind of situation, what should we deal with it? And so that we can continue our good association. Thank you very much.
Devotees are very precious.
奉献者是非常的珍贵的
And they are not big in numbers.
而且我们也没有很多奉献者
So just imagine if these devotees don't exist anymore.
你想象一下当这些奉献者都不存在了都空了那你可以想象一下要是明天这些奉献者都消失了然后你就是孤身一人再也没有奉献者的这个联谊了
Then you will realize that after all, these devotees were actually nice.
然后呢，你要是自己深思的话，你就会发现，实际上这些奉献者，其实每一个人都是很好的。
And if you think that now I have no more devotee association, I'm much happier, it means that you don't understand devotion. So.
那如果说你现在觉得自己不跟奉献者联谊了，然后反而更加的高兴了，那就说明。你对于奉献服务一无所知。
One time, one devotee went to see Srila Prabhupada.
有一次呢，有一个奉献者去见 Srila Prabhupada.
He told God that, you know, these devotees, I cannot serve with them. They drive me crazy. I don't get along with anybody.
然后他就对 Prabhupada 说呢，你看呢，这些奉献者都快把我逼疯了，我根本就没有办法跟他们相处，受不了了。
Prabhupada said, I am asking you to tolerate them.Exactly the way I tolerate you.
那帕鲁帕他说呢，我现在要求你要容忍他们，就好像我容忍你们容忍你一样。
So, if you cannot tolerate certain devotees, just imagine your guru not tolerating you.
所以呢，当你没有办法忍受一个奉献者的时候，你马上就要想一想，你的灵性导师是怎么容忍你的。
Each devotee is a representative of the spiritual master.
其实每一个奉献者都是灵性导师的代表。
Whether they do it well or not.
Whether
they do it well or not.
无论他们的表现好坏与否。
So when we offend devotees, even unconsciously, we have to understand we hurt our own spiritual life.
所以呢，我们要知道，当我们去冒犯的时候，哪怕是不经意的时候。我们也要知道，其实你已经在损害你的灵性的生命了。
Krishna has put us in a particular place, in a particular position for our own purification.
那 Krishna 呢，把我们置于一种特定的状况下，制定在一个特定的空间、一个位置上，其实呢，就是为了让我们去经历净化的。
We have seen many times in other yatras that some devotees they don't get along with a particular community, so they just decide to make a big shift. They move to another community which is more suitable, and they can finally grow spiritually. But in China, you'll find it's very difficult because devotees have responsibility with family and work, so they can't just pack their bags and go and move to another yatra without knowing really if this yatra is suitable.
那我们在国外呢有这样的一些经历就是有一些奉献者在某一个 yatra 在某一个奉献者的团体里呢觉得非常的不适应矛盾很多所以呢他们就离开了那个团
体，那个 Yatra 到了另外一个奉献者的团体中，然后呢就非常的适应，非常融入，做服务也做得非常的好，非常的快乐。但是呢这不是我们现在中国的这个情况，我们中国因为奉献者都是有家庭有工作，然后不能这样轻率的说我今天把行李收拾了我就离开我所在的地方，离开我当地的这些奉献者搬到另外一个地方去。而且不要忘记了，无论你走到哪里，其实你都携带着自己的心意。
So it doesn't mean that changing places will change the situation.
所以呢，不见得说你换一个地方呢，你就可以改变你所身处的状况。
We have to learn to grow spiritually with what we have.
所以呢我们就是要运用我们现在所有的这些条件，然后呢致力于灵性上的进步。Oh, many questions following that. 下一个问题。Rajendra Prabhu 说，但是当一个人以批判 Krishna 的方式谈论 Krishna 也是 Guru 呢？If someone, is talking about Krishna by criticizing about Krishna, is he also a guru?
Why would you want to criticize?
为什么要去批判 Krishna? Because you just said that whoever talks about Krishna is the guru. So he is asking back upon that statement.
Yes, but if you criticize Krishna, normally you're not a guru.
但如果说你批判 Krishna, 那你不仅仅不是一个 guru, 甚至连奉献者都算不上。所以根本就不在我们所说的这个 guru 的范畴里面。
You have to understand again this very important principle of being a guru is you repeat, you don't make things up.
那我们虽然刚才说 guru 的这个定义是非常的广义的，但是我们还是有一个先决的条件，指的就是说你是重复你的灵性导师所说的话。
A guru does not give an opinion. A guru passes down the teachings he has received.
就是说一个 guru 呢，他是不会去，就是改变他所听到的这些，他听到的所有的这些教导，他是如其所如的去传递下去的，去重复的，这样的人才叫 guru。就是说这个guru他已经有一个先决的一个条件，有一个前提。阿莲立信 Hare Krishna 询问，中国有太多的奉献者冒牌货，他们都认为自己是guru，能指导他人而不骗人的觉悟的高深奉献者，有时还被其他人视为还要拿书来讲课，认为别人觉悟不如自己，这样的guru我们去听他的课简直是毒药。感谢帕布，感谢翻译。Some said there in China there are too many pseudo devotees, too many hypocrites, false devotees, thinking that their own guru, their gurus, and are capable of guiding others. But those devotees who have very deep and high realizations, who are genuine, are always considered as someone who has lower realizations because he has still referred to books to give a lecture. So to listen to so-called gurus is no different from having poison. Thank you very much. I think they are all hoping that you can clarify on that.
A devotee must be properly situated in the society of Vaishnavas.
一位真正的奉献者，他应该身处在 Vaishnava 的这个社团里。
Which means within Srila Prabhupada's society.
那换句话说，就是在 Srila Prabhupada 所建立的这个社团之中。
What others do outside the Prabhupada's family is not our business.
那么在 Prabhupada 的这个大家庭之外的那些人，就你说的自称 Guru 的这些人，跟我们无关。
Within Prabhupada's family, we look at those who are able to repeat the words
of Krishna.
那么，在 Srila Prabhupada 的这个大家庭当中呢，我们要看的是那些如其所如的去重复 Krishna 所说的话的人。
Those who have accepted Srila Prabhupada as the founder acharya of Krishna consciousness.
就是要去接受那些，他们能够接受 Srila Prabhupada 为这个，就是奠基者，就是创办灵性老师、创办灵性导师、创办 acharya 的这些人。而且呢，我们也接受那些，接受了真正的灵性导师的人。
And those who are accepted within the Vaishnav community in the Chinese language.
而且呢，是那些被这个中国的 Yatra、中国的奉献者的社团所广为接受的人。
And all those who are outside that circle have absolutely no authority and no relevance.
那在我们刚才所说的这个圈子之外的这些人的话呢？他们不是权威，而且呢，也没有什么重要性。
If we think that it is poison, it's because actually we are attracted to poison.
如果说我们觉得他们所说的这个是毒药呢，其实，究其根本还是我们被这个毒药所吸引了，我们才会去听。
I prefer to sit down and listen to a new devotee repeat Krishna's word and Prabhupada's words than to listen to a speculator.
与其去听这种心智臆测者的所说的胡言乱语，我宁愿去听一个非常新的奉献者，只要他是在重复 Srila Prabhupada 和 Krishna 的话。
So it's not difficult to make the difference. It's not difficult to see clearly.Who is properly situated as a matter of authority to speak and who is not?
所以说呢，实际上要去辨析谁有这种去讲课、去谈话的这种权威性呢，其实也不难，很容易就能够分辨出正宗的和假的、虚假的这个之间的这种分别。
Those who follow four regulative principles.
那些去遵循四个规范原则的人。
Those who chant 16 rounds.
那些去念诵十六圈的人。
Are authorities and in a position to speak about Krishna.
那他们呢，就是有资格去讲谈论有关 Krishna 的这个话题，他们也可以被视为是这方面的权威。
That's why Prabhupada set that standard.
这就是为什么说去了 Prabhupada 他。提出了这个规范原则，把它作为一个标准。Yes. OK.
Done.
好，那我们今天就讲到这里了。
好的，好的。
好，没有问题。
Thank you very much, Sati Mataji.
非常感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听。
And for your wonderful questions.
感谢你们提出的非常精彩的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Jai Damrita Ki
Jai.
Sri Ramananda Roy Ki
Jai.
Prataparudra Maharaj Ki Jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Kashyadesh
Yatra Ki Jai. Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了，我们下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。我们现在讲的是 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 的 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第11章，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna.